Okay, I got it here, and I know Sean probably doesn't want to stick around for very long, and that's what I'm kind of hearing in his voice. So, but he was saying to maybe try to go on Simplex to finish up your programming or something like that. I guess from my point of view, the radio shouldn't be doing any kind of transmitting, but the only thing I can think of is the repeater itself is acting goofy. But I'm not a repeater owner, so I don't know. But I've been around, physically been around repeaters and seen different configurations and stuff, but I'm not technically knowledgeable in that. Even our ham club had two mobile radios and used them as a repeater for a short while until we got a commercial one. But anyways, so if anything happens again, Patrick, and we get that tone in my ear over here again, I'm going to hit pound. I'm going to sit back and listen for a while and see what happens. And then if we can't seem to resolve it, or maybe Sean will just disconnect the Flint, Michigan repeater off until something gets figured out, then we probably won't be able to talk to you until that gets resolved, at least from this point forward anyways. K-E-H-Z-T-P. Yeah, sorry to... there's something going on. It might not necessarily be coming from you, but it might be coming from the repeater or somebody else. But don't worry about it. Try to, you know, analyze what's going on, and sounds like that's what I hear from what you're saying. So if Sean wants to drop in again after me, KBZRDCO.